trust.
Okay, Paula.
Yeah, I have a little different kind of a request. When I'm trying to look up a particular gene over on 23andMe that isn't anywhere in any of my reports, and I have plenty of
Gosh.
them there, I get confused about what I'm seeing. You know, I put the gene
You
in.
want me to walk through that and
Yeah,
show you? Okay.
that's what I was
Yeah.
hoping you could
Yeah,
do.
I can do that. And I hope I can answer, but I've had some difficulties with that as well in terms of, is it that you don't know, it doesn't tell you what the risk allele is, so you don't know if you have a CC, you don't know if that's good or bad. Is that
Right. Well, plus there can be a whole list of genes, and you don't know which particular ones might be more important. If there's one RS that's more important than the others.
So tell me how you're finding these, like what makes you look up these particular genes? Are they genes that you've read about somewhere?
Yeah, right.
Okay. So usually when you're, if they're listed on Snipedia or gene cards or something like that, they'll usually tell you the RSID to look for. Right? Because some of them we don't know anything about, like honestly, some of them we don't know what their clinical relevance is at all. So usually, if you found some literature on it, they usually have it listed as a, with an RSID. That's yeah. Got to go through these. 23andMe. That's me, I think. Okay. All right. I'm just going to go through the. Huh. Okay, so I think this is my son's, but it doesn't matter. He'll never know. So you go to browse raw data, right?
Right. Yeah.
All right. So then you're looking for a particular SNP, correct? Like,
Yep.
give me one that you were looking for.
APOA2. I'm not sure if that's one of the ones that you saw was connected to dairy sensitivity when you were looking at someone else's report. But I had written that one down from hearing that one somewhere else. And when I looked that one up, there's only one listed, but some of these other things have, 20, 30 different.
Right. Like on this, see his says he's a GG.
Right.
And it says the variants are A or G, and it doesn't tell me whether A's the normal or G's the normal. So when I see him having a GG, I'm like, okay, so is that good or bad?
Yeah.
That's the trouble I've had with it. But then, if I were to, the other way I would research that is I would look up the RSID. Let's see what it shows when you click the RSID. Okay. So, in this day, alleles are G or A. And a lot of times it takes a lot of research to find alias. And it does, like, I just wanted to say risk allele, like the reports say, you know what I mean? Or normal.
Right.
Sometimes they call it, if you're looking for in these things, sometimes they call it
Wild type.
wild type,
Right.
right? So if I look here, this is like, I see what you're saying, because this is a trouble I've had, which is why I've always looked to the reports. So if we were looking at metabolic healing, so I would look at them on the other, like on here. So
Yeah,
let's
it's
just,
not on there.
it's not there.
So I have that one, yeah.
APO, APOA. No. Let's see. It says 11 APOs. So let's see if we go down. APOE. No. No. So it's not on here. Did you look in? Well, this won't have it for sure. Stratagene won't. And this is, let's just say Control F. APO, oops. Control F. APO A. No. If I look up APO, there's 26 of them, and maybe it's, you know, I think, well, maybe it's spelled as APO dash A or space A. So I would just look at the other one. Let me look at the other one that Kathy, is it okay if I look at yours? I don't know if Kathy's still on, but she already said I could. I want to look at her, that other report that, right. I don't see it. All right, let me look at Kathy's. She has a special one, a report that Lisa has been playing with and did. And let's see if it's on there. Maybe it was on hers that you saw it.
Yeah, that's, you told her she should not do dairy.
I gotta look into this report because it seems like, come on, baby. Okay, there we go. It was MC.
Oh, those are MC. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but let me see if there's a control F. APO. Doesn't even show any APO. That doesn't seem right because I'm sure this shows APO. You may have to just go through it. This one's from Functional Genomic Analysis. I mean, that's the only way that I know to really find them, like what is the risk allele, right? So like this one, this took us here. You'd want to, you know, the way that I've found them in the past is to basically go, okay, I'm just going to look up this RSID. And this is just an example, but you look up that RSID and see what else is around for it. Sometimes these National Institute of Medicine, whatever, IDs, oh, this looks like where we were before. Self-decode, let's see if that one has it. Association with type 2 diabetes. Okay, here we go. Okay, so the more common allele is G. So my guess is that G would be the normal type, right? So if I were to go back to his, he's a G. So I'm gonna assume he's good because you wouldn't have a gene that 10% of the population, 90% of the population has this tendency to diabetes unless that's the normal. So these are, you know, see how it's like it takes research. The self-decode site is pretty good for finding things on. Mm-hmm. I haven't done a lot with it, but it shows up in a lot of my searches when I'm looking for something. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what's another one that you might have looked up that has like 15 different?
Well, there was an APOA5, which has to do with lipids.
A lot of them.
Right.
And it's hard to tell on this one because he's all homozygous for all of them. Right. So we don't know which is which. So, you know, again, the best way to research these, I know it's tedious and slow, which is why I love having the reports and they're so worth paying $30 for, is that, I mean, you could certainly click this, but that doesn't seem like whoever they research to. Sometimes I can't capture it when it's linked. Like these don't seem to say, why don't they just say something clear? So if I just take that and I just look up that RSID, maybe I'll find it on something where it's a cleaner report. I'll go to self-decode again because that seemed to say, right? So it looks like A is the common allele. So that's most likely the wild type and G is most likely going to be that. So if I go back to 23andMe, A, he's an A. Which one was I looking at? Oh, he's a G. Let's see. G is the common one, right? So then, you know, I would assume, okay, this is a normal. This is a no problem one. right? So you may want to write that one down in case you're looking it up. But then, you know, in order to know which of these is clinically relevant, and again, copy is doing a search and just seeing what the literature is saying about it. And this is advanced research. This is not, you know, for the faint of heart. Again, I like the self-decode stuff. So maybe just start with looking them all up in self-decode.
Well, that one said familial hyperlipidemia.
Mm-hmm. Right. The G allele is associated with familial. So now we know the G allele is the risk allele. So you might want to just start here. I don't know what, like, how do you analyze my genes? You can actually get a report from them, I wonder.
I think self-decode, maybe you have to go through a practitioner.
Look, it says self-decode my genes. And it's $59 a year, and you can just go in and upload your thing as much as you want. One introductory. They have more advanced ones. So I don't know, access, mailing and shipping, two-way prepaid. Full access to 900,000. Yeah. But it looks like it had all those things. So is there a way on here, you know, as opposed to getting your own genes analyzed? So it may be fine, but features, pricing, about, let's go backwards to where that was, one was. Here, search. So if I enter my search, and let me just pick up one of these others. Copy. And I go into their search feature and I put that in there. All right, so this seems to give you all of it. So it might be worthwhile. I'm going to check into getting my genetic, running mine through this and see if it's a worthwhile report the way it does it. But it looks like you could just look up the ones you're looking for. And higher risk of the T is associated with a higher risk. Then you go back to your 23andMe and you go, well, he's a C, so he's not at higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only way that I know of how to do this research, which is why I'm perfectly willing to give money to these places to do it. And I may be willing to give money to these guys to run mine through it and see what it does. But they do have a lot of information, but it's just, you know, it could take you hours and hours to research one gene with multiple SNPs. So, yeah, I wish I had a better way. I mean, why can't they just put in, they don't, you know, they could say they put them in the order, who knows, but we don't know what it is. They could have had another column that says risk allele. But maybe they're not allowed to do that because that would imply giving medical advice. I have no idea. Right. No idea. All right. Does that help?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make a chart if you come up with them. Because if you want to go back, right, if you do all this work and you go, oh, which one was that?
Yeah. You're
not going to be able to do it. So maybe what you can do on something like this would be to take your findings like that. I'm just going to guess, and I'm going to create a, I'm going to go here and say new Google Sheet. Let me see what happens if you do that. Create. I think I'm making this in your thing anyway, because I think that's where I was. Paste. There you go. And it puts it into a spreadsheet. So you just copy paste and put it into a spreadsheet. And then you can, as you do any research, you can put in a column that says risk. And then as you go through and find, well, that should be an extra column at the top, right? Insert one above. And then you would just go, I don't remember which ones we looked at, but you could just go back here and it'd say the higher risk is T, right? So you'd go back into this spreadsheet and put T. But it's basically you're creating your own interpretation of the ones that, you know, you're finding of importance to you, of interest to you. Right. Mm-hmm. I think this is actually, let's see. Um, Yeah, just do that. I think it's in your folder, because if I say file, make a copy. Yeah, I put it in your folder because that's the one I was in. Let me make sure. Whoops. There you go. If I go backwards. Oh, no, it's in Simone's. I'll move it. I'll say file, move to... I'll put it in mine and I'll figure out how to, I don't know how to transfer it over to you. I'm going to put it in my drive and I'll figure it out later. But you saw how I did that. I mean, it's not that hard to create the chart. The research is the part that's the hard part.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you. It's helpful to know it's not just me understanding how to figure
out. I have spent more times being up till all hours of the night figuring them out, and that's where this one came from for blood sugar. Where is it? It's one of these. Yeah, this one. You know, I went in and I researched them and I did all this stuff. And then I looked in my genes to see which ones I had. And unfortunately, I didn't create a spreadsheet like that. So now it's like, which ones did I have? Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's how I came up with a lot of these, was doing all that research. I mean, some of them are obvious ones, but some of them are not. Some of them are weird. Right. So, okay. Well, thank you, Paula, for that. Opportunity to do research.
Yeah, trip around the mulberry bush.
Huh? Already. I have to look into this report because it does give a lot of information, a lot more than a lot of the others. And I'm not sure if you have to run the genes through them, or you can upload a thing, and I'll ask Lisa about that, or if you just use 23andMe. Okay, so.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, next. Let me go backwards.
Can I ask a question?
You sure can.
All right, so if I download my husband's and look at his genetic profile and I look at mine, and we both have the same red +++, does that mean that our children probably have inherited it since we both have it?
It means they definitely have inherited it.
Okay.
Not probably.
Okay.
Right. And if you both had yellows, if one of you had a red and one of you have a yellow, then it's definite that they at least have a yellow.
Okay.
If both of you have a yellow, there's a likelihood that they have at least a yellow, but you can't be guaranteed.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But if you both have a red, they have a red. There's no other, unless the mailman is involved.
Okay.
Right. They have, that's exactly right. You're thinking.
Okay. So if he has a green and I have a red, then does that mean they might have a yellow, or does that?
That means they probably have a yellow. Yeah.
Okay.
They definitely have a yellow.
Because
there's no way for the green, the green to come in.
And right? If you're looking at this chart, is it always plus minus, or is it sometimes minus plus?
Okay, so it, good question.
And is it, so, and if it is either plus minus or minus plus, does one relate to the father and one relate to the mother, so that you can look to see who you might have?
There's no way for them to know.
Okay.
There's no way to know who it came from. There's no way to place blame. So generally speaking, you're going to see it as a plus minus or a minus plus. Usually I see them as plus minus.
Okay.
Okay. Either way, it's the same. It's like, 1 + 2 = 2 + 1. It's the same. But there's no way to know. The only way to know is like what you're saying, right? Is that if you look at your kids and they have, they have a yellow, and you have a red and your husband has a green, they definitely got it from you. That's the only way to know, is to look at all three and be able to assess it that way.
Okay.
All right.
And when I was looking at the Institute of Nutritional Endocrinology Genetics Detox Interpretation Sheet.
Yeah.
For one of my genes, for instance, it was the CYP1A2164A something C. Under the normal alleles, you had AA, but I was showing an AC plus minus. So that means that I have
so
one normal
A
gene.
It's the normal and the C is the abnormal.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, then further down on the CYP2C9*3 A1075C, you have the normal allele is AA, but I have a plus plus, which usually would indicate that, is that normal or abnormal?
So, I mean, I have a plus, well, when you look at your sheet, right, if you look at your sheet, you're going to see it as, what does it show? A CC.
It shows a CC.
It shows a CC.
So that means that that's a red one then, I guess.
Yeah, but it should show it as red or green.
Okay.
So there could be an error, or there could be an error here, or maybe you're looking, you're transposing the numbers because there's three CYPs. So we can look at this one.
Well, minus minus means it's normal. Plus plus means it's not normal.
That's typical, right?
Okay, all right. Then that's why it's CC instead of AA, because if it were normal, it would be AA.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Yes. All right. Exactly. Got it. And a heterozygous would be, you know, an AC or a CA, whichever they reported as, but doesn't seem to be rhyme or reason to that. It doesn't make a difference. Just like 1 + 2 = 2 + 1.
Okay. Okay. I think I've got it now. All right. Sorry. Thank you.
Yes, you got it. That's good. Cause this stuff is complicated. This is definitely complicated stuff. All right. So
well, I was trying to figure out why some of the letters were different when, and I realized now, if it's plus plus, it should be two different letters from the
two different than the one on my
the
chart.
The normal, what you should have.
I should probably have gone and put both risk allele and normal in there just so people know, but because that's what's helpful is to see both.
Yeah, but it's fine.
You learn. All right. Are Susanna or Debbie here? Marion. We were going to do Marion. Is Marion no longer here? Judy, did you have any questions come up?
No, I'm sure I will, but not yet. I'm still okay. Wallowing in all the information, trying okay. to need to go back and listen to what I have.
Okay. Okay, cool. Jenny, how about you? Are you still here?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, do you want to go through yours? Or you want to ask questions? Okay, cool. All right, so let me stop recording. Yes,